Hello, Swoon Squad. Do you like billionaire models with daddy issues and motorcycle bad boys? Well, stay tuned. We've got dangerous curves ahead. Hello, Swoon Squad. Welcome to While You Are Reading, a podcast for contemporary romance readers. I'm your host, USA Today bestselling author, Lisa Daly. Today on While You Are Reading, we'll be talking about Dangerous Curves with contemporary romance author Mia Augustine. Now, Mia's contemporary stories are edgy, passionate, sometimes a little dark, but they are always compelling. Welcome back, Swoon Squad. Today, I am super excited to be talking with Mia Augustine, who has a brand new book out July 11th called Dangerous Curves, which is such a great title because of what happened, like how our couple meets. Welcome, Mia. I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's so exciting to be here.
Yay! All right. Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Dangerous Curves. Now, usually I do full-length novels on the show, but this is a novella length. I know it's going to be in Kindle Unlimited. So if you have a little time over the weekend and you want to read something steamy on your Kindle, that's always a good thing. So tell us a little bit about Dangerous Curves. Just give us a little idea of the setup and the stakes and all that.
So my heroine is a billionaire model. She's a model of a billionaire father who craves more than just hates the runway anymore. She just wants to do the business side of it, but he doesn't trust any of his daughters and goes straight to the brother. And she's just so mad. She leaves the hotel and she gets on a bus. She's never been on a bus before because she's a millionaire. And she takes the bus up to North Vegas and she gets out. She's wearing stilettos. So you can't really walk the street in stilettos. So she buys a pair of flats and she comes back out and she doesn't know where to catch the bus to get back. And she goes to find her phone. She's left it in the hotel room on the bedstand.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so she is standing at the corner and the hero drives up on a motorcycle and he's like, and he had seen her get off the bus, but he went to a bar and he gets in a fight. Oh, no. Nice guy. It wasn't his fault, but he needs help because he's got like this slice across his stomach. She gets sick at the sight of blood, blah, blah, blah. So he ends up taking her. She's like, he needs my help. So she goes with him 20 minutes outside Vegas and he'll get her back. But she's like sick because of the blood. He kind of passes out.
Oh, no. So she has to drive this like stranger. That's a really interesting and scary setup. So I love opposites attract. This is one of my very favorite tropes. So I love the idea of this billionaire model and this, you know, kind of rough and tumble biker guy, survivalist living out there in Nevada. And what an interesting combination they make. What is it? Why do you think she finds Purse so attractive?
Well, he's hot, but he's
well, that'll do it.
But he's also handy, you know, and she doesn't quite know this, but she's going to try to fix him something to eat because he's got this cut and he's got medical supplies. And so she has to give him a shot and she's like, oh crap. But also she is trying to fix him a can of soup. She doesn't know how. She's traveled her whole life. They've always had a chef. So it's kind of an interesting scenario till one of his friends shows up and she's like, I don't know how to open this can of soup.
Well, it's a great sort of fish out of water experience.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. So what is it? I mean, obviously she's a model, so we know that's part of what he sees in her. What else makes Catalina so appealing to Purse?
I think it's just the vulnerability because she is so helpless for being so rich. Mm-hmm. But he really doesn't even recognize her, even though she's been on billboards and stuff, because he lives in the sticks. Mm-hmm. So basically he's like, okay, there's something about her that is unusual. She belongs on a billboard, not knowing that she, of course, has been.
That she's been on many, many billboards, yeah, all over exactly, the place.
Exactly.
So what really inspired this setup for you? I love the idea. I mean, I'm always a big fan of opposites attract romances, and especially fish out of water. It's always such, you know, great comedic fodder and just story fodder for, you know, to see someone sort of struggling, especially someone who's really accomplished in another area of their life. And then right. They're like completely useless when it comes to sort of basic, you know, you can't open a can of soup. She literally will starve to death if she can't figure this stuff out.
Yeah, she broke a nail.
Well, and her business.
Oh, no.
I know, right? Yeah. Exactly.
I think he just, like I said, he loves the vulnerability, and she sees a man who could possibly show her the way and help her independence. You know, like at this place he lives, it's near the desert. So mm-hmm. he has a big old tattoo on his arm, basically to hide a snake bite that almost killed him, took him out. So
oh, wow.
There's, you know, just little things like that. And the idea came about basically with the Fiery Billionaire Nights short story series. And mm-hmm. she's got the five siblings, but it starts out in Manhattan with a couple of other and kind of migrated to the European side, and it's her family. So mm-hmm. It was most of my ideas come from another character in a previous book. That's kind of how I roll.
Well, I love that. And if you love this character, you know, definitely there you can continue to explore the world in the rest of the series, which is awesome. So every week on the show, my favorite contemporary romance authors and I trade book recommendations. They tell me what they think I'd like, and I tell them what I think they might like. And everybody's TBR pile gets a little bit higher. I have a good one for you. I know you were thinking about one for me, so I'm super excited to hear about that. So do you want to go first? Or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay. All right. So your work tends to be very steamy, which is awesome. And so I thought I should definitely pick out a book for you that is also super steamy. So I have one right here by a debut novelist. I'll put this up on the screen, called The Nanny. And even though the author, Lana Ferguson, is a debut novelist, she has nailed the sex scene. I will say that. This is super, super steamy. And she is a fantastic writer. It's really, really funny. So it's about a woman who has, she's in grad school. In order to pay for grad school, she has an OnlyFans account. And she has a person on her OnlyFans who that she sort of started to connect with. And then he just disappears. And then when he comes back, she has disappeared. And she decides she doesn't want to do OnlyFans. Like, she's like, okay, I got this emotional connection with this person. This is bad for me. I'm going to stop and find a regular job. And so she ends up taking a nanny position, a live-in nanny position. And who's your daddy? It just happened to be her OnlyFans, you know, guy. And it takes a little while for her to figure that out and a lot longer for him to figure it out. But it's really a delightful, delightful book. So my book recommendation for you is The Nanny. All right.
I will check it out. Okay. So the book I'm going to recommend to you, it's an older book, but it's one of my favorite authors, and it's Julie James. And her first book is called Just the Sexiest Man Alive. She's an attorney of the EEOC for an employment law, and he is a big time A-list actor, and he's getting ready to have a movie come up, and he wants some tips on how to act in the courtroom. Unfortunately, he blows her off the first two meetings. She's in LA from Chicago for this specific case. And she had to clear her calendar because her boss is making her do this. And he blows her off. And then she sees at the law firm, all the women are like, oh my gosh. And they see him being interviewed on The View or something like that. She's in court and he shows up, you know, the following Monday, right? And my husband's an attorney. This just cracks me up. He said, all right, show me some of your lawyerly stuff. So she said, okay, have a seat in the witness box. So she goes through these questions and she starts interrogating him.
Love that.
And oh my God, it is just hysterical. And she said, I rest my case. And then she turns around, picks up her thing and walks out. He can't believe it because nobody ever
talks to him that way. I'm sure.
Yeah. So it's a fantastic, fantastic book.
The Sexiest Man Alive by Julie James. I'm definitely going to have to check that out. Thank you very much for that awesome recommendation. Love, love, love that. So let's talk about Purse and whether or not he would make a good book boyfriend for our readers, because he does have some skills. He can open soup by himself. I think that's important. And he has some tattoos, and the ladies do like that, right? We like the tattoos. What else would make Purse a good book boyfriend?
Well, he's a handyman, like I said.
Yeah, so, he's handy.
And he has this really weird name that you can't say, right?
We cannot say
it. Terrible name that his mother named him specifically this. She's named him this name. And everybody's like, you're kidding. And she decides to prove to him because she makes some comment and he's just like blown away that she says it, and not in a good way. And he roars off on his bike. Well, so she actually decides to change her name to that to just prove to him she doesn't care. So, he
love that.
Then when he finds out her house needs security, he's like, what are you doing? You're a famous person. You cannot just live in a plain house with no security, that kind of thing.
So he's protective. Very nice.
Very protective. Thank you. Yes, that's the word.
You're so welcome. Love that. Love that. Well, thank you so much for being here today. You are absolutely fantastic. For those of you who want to read Dangerous Curves, you are going to find that in stores on July 11th. That's going to be in Kindle Unlimited. And as is our way, we will be doing a giveaway of the book. You have until next Friday to enter. All you need to do is go to whileyouarereading.com to enter to win the book of the week, or you can just click the link at the bottom of the show notes. All right, that's it. Thank you so much, Mia. It's been awesome to have you, and I hope you'll come back.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Good news, Swoon Squad. If you love steamy hockey romantic comedies, you will be happy to know that The Cutting Edge by me, Lisa Daly, is in stores now. The Cutting Edge is a laugh out loud hockey romantic comedy, perfect for fans of Hannah Grace, Elena Hunting, Pippa Grant. So here's the story. Logan Rivers is a star NHL hockey player for the St. Pete Slashers, and he is in a slump. He hasn't scored in 3 games. It's starting to like wig him out completely. And here comes Coco, an Olympic figure skater, and she makes a deal with the assistant coach of the Slashers to act as Logan's lucky charm, which she does so that she can pay off her training expenses. And everything's starting to look up for both of them, right? It's working. She's almost got her debt paid off. The Slashers are on a winning streak. There's only one problem. She does not know how to tell him she's been lying to him the whole time. If she can just keep her secret until the playoffs are over. The Cutting Edge is in stores now, and I hope you love it. Will you be my book boyfriend? So, would Perseus make a good book boyfriend? Let's find out. So here on While You Are Reading, we only review books we absolutely loved. If it's on the show, it's a 5-star book, or 10, because I can't count. 2 hands, right? It's a 2-hander 5-star book. But we also give the book a book boyfriend keeper rating, which is basically my totally arbitrary thought process on whether or not I would actually date this imaginary hero in real life if I were single, which of course I am not. So for me, Perseus makes a good book boyfriend because first, he is a bit of a bad boy. And I think there's nothing more fun than like sparring with a bad boy. Second, he helps strangers in need. And that's nice, right? That's a really good sign. I think that's awesome. Number three, he's got some pretty serious scars and tattoos. Why do I like that? I have no idea. In real life, I'm not a tattoo lover at all, but tattooed book boyfriend, bring it on. So Perseus is a fabulous 3.5 ring book boyfriend. He's absolutely 5 stars on the pages, but I will say he's not somebody I would probably date in real life. He's just a little too bad for me. Let's talk tropes. So Dangerous Curves has some of our absolutely favorite tropes. We've got the bad boy, the billionaire heiress. We've got forced proximity, fish out of water, rich girl, poor guy, a little Florence Nightingale, and opposites attract. It's tropealicious. I'm your host, Lisa Daly. Thank you so much for listening, Swoonies. As is our way here on While You're Reading, we are giving away a copy of Dangerous Curves to a lucky winner this week. So if you would like to enter to win, you just want to head on over to whileyouarereading.com, or you can click the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for subscribing, sharing, and rating While You're Reading. I am so incredibly just flattered and honored by your support of the show. And remember, if anyone asks you how you fell in love with contemporary romance, you can just tell them it was While You Were Reading. All my love till next time.